Let's get ready for Roo, and it's for breakfast.
Hello on this Friday morning, Roo. Hello, hello, hello.
Yes, I'm here.
Do I need to get your Barocca or
No, I'm fine. Just need a couple of matchsticks for the eyeballs.
Big night last night?
Well, I saw the better part of midnight and a little bit late. Went to bed about 12-ish.
that's all right.
In Blighty's terms. So, it was a great night. A lot of fun. Good to catch up with some boys and some great inductees, which I'll tell you about later on. But
all
it's
right.
a great night. We haven't had the show for 5 or 6 years. So
the Adelaide Crows Hall of Fame.
Yes, exactly right. So a bit of a fun night there.
Okay. Hey, coming up, we've got our mid-year report. Can you believe it? It's almost June 30. So Sam Morrison, who puts together our top five, he's done a mid-year sort of assessment.
God, look out for that. Ruse News. We'll give away some prizes there just after 7 o'clock. Amos Gill. We'll have a laugh with Gilly. And we'll have a chat about who's going to win the footy this weekend.
All right, Roo, give us a few push-ups, a few sit-ups. I want you to be alive, awake and happening and ready to go.
Coffee, please.
104.7 Triple M. No one knows Adelaide like these guys. Ruined it for breakfast.
Overnight news.
Making news, Roo. Wimbledon, the qualifying's underway. You know that Wimbledon, probably before your time, but they were so strict about you must wear all white clothing.
Oh, yeah, no, I remember that.
Yeah, okay. So every tournament all year you can wear whatever you like, and you get to Wimbledon, must wear all white. A young qualifier from Holland, Indy de Vroom is her name, got spoken to.
I thought it was Rudy Vanderstone.
No, the underside of her peak cap wasn't white enough.
So is it still a white?
It is, but, you know, imagine wearing a peak cap.
Yeah.
The referee got down from her chair, the chair umpire down from her chair, and went over and said, excuse me, but underneath your cap, it's not white enough. So, can you believe how stupid and strict is that?
That is very, very strict. So all players still have to wear all white. Okay,
yep.
I didn't realise it.
Roo, when I first went to England, which is 1980, you could even get spoken to. You had to put tape. This is absolutely true. For example, imagine you wore Adidas shoes and there were three coloured stripes on your shoes.
Yeah.
You had to put white tape on them.
Wow.
How ridiculous.
That is tough. That is very, very tough. What about the COVID? There's a couple of cases in Melbourne again last night. We're at the function last night for the Hall of Fame, and people were starting to talk about Melbourne with a couple of COVID cases. Someone travelled back from Sydney on Sunday, has cruised around Melbourne, 15 new exposure sites, 2 new cases. It looks like they know both of those cases. So hopefully there's not more people that have got the virus at those 15 new exposure sites. But Melbourne just coming out the other side after a grinding few weeks. Do not want another super spreader over there. So fingers crossed they're okay. And in Sydney, 49 cases in that cluster. 48 they know of, only one mystery case. So Gladys is comfortably uncomfortable, I think, is a good way of putting it over there.
Yeah. Hey, in our lifetimes, we've often heard about a message in a bottle. And in fact, police famously wrote a song about it, didn't they? Message in a bottle. How's this? A teenage boy back in 1926... while swimming in a Michigan River, right, he put a bottle in the water, and it's been discovered, would you believe, by a lady. Now, her name's Jennifer. She's 45, living in Michigan, has found this bottle, and it said, would you please return this to my family? And they've gone and contacted the daughter of the man who did it back then. She's now 74 years of age. Oh. How incredible is that?
Happy little ending.
So
there.
This was a bottle put in the water in 1926, and it's just been returned to the family now.
Well, that's good.
Beautiful. What a good story.
Well, here's a bad one for you, just to balance up with that one.
Okay.
A building's falling down in Florida. Now, they think it might have been a sinkhole or its foundations were washed away underneath. They don't really know yet, but 99 people missing, only one dead at this stage. So that is going to be a bad story out of the US overnight as well.
All right. Now, just finally, Roo, this is something for Sarah Rusciuto this morning if she's listening.
I think she might buy a couple of these.
All right. I've got a present for you, Sarah. It's called the Fart Vac.
Right.
This is absolute rigidage. I've got a photo of it in front of me, Roo, just so you can see.
Is it a Dyson?
It's not a Dyson, but what happens is it reduces the stench of your flatulence. So
Brilliant.
As soon as you let rip, you pump. It's a pump action vacuum cleaner.
Suck the fumes
it
out of your bum.
It sucks the fumes. Well, it does. It is actually. I thought it was going to suck it out of the air, but it is actually connected to your bottom.
What? You can just put it right there?
I think so.
Basically
just,
catch it.
Yeah, catch it as it comes out. I can see this going nuts. People are going to buy this all over the world. Google it. It's called the Fart Vac. And I'm sure there are many, many ladies listening this morning that are saying, I need one of those.
I reckon the inventor had a bad butt. Or his wife or husband or someone.
So almost June 30, Roo.
This should be really good or really bad for us. 6 months worth of content. Here it is, our mid-year report.
It's time for the Roo and Ditz mid-year report. Halfway through the year, let's see what's a pass.
Pass.
And what's a fail.
Fail.
Let's kick it off with Roo and Ditz reading ads for our important clients.
Get your tickets now for the Hospital Research Foundation Home Lottery, Roo. They are how many percent sold? 50%. 50% sold.
Roo and Ditz reading ads?
Fail.
Can listeners do a better job of reading an ad?
And what do you do, Georgina?
I am a HR representative for a company called Fulton Hogan. Flat out, we're now hiring, so if there's anyone out there who has experience in the civil construction industry, seriously, whether you are a project manager, engineer, or a crew member with Asheville or Spray Seal, please pop in and see me at 1 London Road, Mole End. It is a war on people at the moment out there.
Speaking of Triple M listeners, let's see if they are romantic.
I try to do the right thing and cook the missus a meal. When I grabbed the wrong meat, it was for the dogs and she got sick. So not popular.
Fail.
G'day, Sharon.
My husband, right. He got rather drunk, went to bed, and I thought, wow, there's a bad smell in the bedroom.
Oh, beautiful.
No. I rolled over and I rolled into number two.
Oh, Sharon, in the bed!
Triple M listeners romantic?
Fail.
Moving on, let's see if Roo and Ditz completed their book report.
Who's he again?
He's written a resilience project. He helps people get on top of their mental health.
The man who wrote The Resilience Project.
The guest on the show was Hugh Van Kylenberg.
He's written a book called The Resilience Project.
This fellow's fantastic. He's written the book The Resilience Project.
Did the boys mention he's written a book?
His book, The Resilience Project.
Don't forget to do your book report, fellas.
Van Kylenberg, yes, that's
right. And the book is fantastic. And you get audiobook of it as well?
How good's the book?
He's written a book called The Resilience Project, the author of The Resilience Project.
Just don't leave the book report to the last minute.
Text from Leanne. Morning, Triple M team. The Resilience Project is by far the best book I've ever read. It's a must read.
Brought on, Leanne.
It is a great book. Have you guys read it?
I haven't.
What did I read?
It's in audiobook format as well.
Is it?
Yeah.
Did Roo and Ditz pass their book report?
Fail.
Has Ditz offended any listeners so far this year?
What do you do, Sam?
I work for Australia Post.
Good on you, mate. Not much then.
Pass.
What do you do, Josh?
I'm a horticulturist. I work for the council at Light Regional.
A horticulturist with the council. So you lean on the show.
Stop abusing the I'm people just that come on the show.
I know where he's going, don't worry.
Leans on the shovel.
Pass.
What do you do, Blaine?
I'm a firefighter.
Firefighter.
Are you going to abuse him as well?
Yeah, he works 2 days a week, sleeps for two nights.
Oh, does wait.
Yeah.
Ditz has passed with flying colours for being rude to listeners.
Pass.
But sometimes they can bite back.
What do you do for a job?
I'm a nerd, Ditz. What are you? Software developer for all traders. So if you need any...
You are correct. You are a nerd.
Oh, stop offending listeners.
Well, I'm just calling it as
What would you like to call Ditz? Well, how would you describe Ditz?
Pink and grey. Pink and white.
Pink and white.
That sounds like a galah.
You're not wrong there. Flame and galah.
Well, like a cocky.
Ditz the cocky.
I bet you seen a cockroach too.
Now, Roo is a big Crows fan and Ditz is a poor fan. Let's see if they pass the test for being a little bit biased towards their club. First, Ditz.
You absolute rabbit! You idiot! The same umpire! You are wrong, wrong, wrong! You can't do that, umpire!
Pass.
Pass.
Ditz is biased. Now let's hear when Roo reviewed the Port 1-point win.
I'm a little bit disappointed with the way they're going at the moment, Port. Very up and down with their performance. If they were up against a decent side on the weekend, they would have been beaten, I would have thought. It's not a good sign. They need to be better than that. They've got a bit to work on the pap. I don't reckon you'd be happy with the performance, but not convincing.
No, not convincing.
At all.
Okay, so how did Roo see the Crows 1-point win?
Great win over the undefeated Demons. Cracking game of football. Melbourne, undefeated on top of the ladder, come over. You've got their guns playing well. High-class game. The Crows just rose to the occasion. Unbelievable comeback.
Is Roo biased towards the Crows?
Pass.
And that concludes the Roo and Ditz mid-year report.
No wonder he decided to have this week off, the softy. Far out. That was funny. Good on you, Sammy boy.
Well done. Sammy Morrison does a great job.
What a goal! Roo and Ditz.
Dits Overnight Sports.
Adelaide Crows have honoured four legends of the club with their induction into the Hall of Fame. The first captain, Chris McDermott, dual premiership captain, Mark Bickley, Tyson Edwards and Nigel Smart. Roo, tell us about the night.
Yeah, it was a great night. In fact, we're going to go into it in a little bit of depth later on this hour, Dits, but a great night. They're always the best footy nights, the Hall of Fame nights, and those boys are obviously all well and truly worthy of their induction into the Crows Hall of Fame.
All right, Adelaide's Paul Seedsman racing to be fit for the clash with Carlton. He left the track with a neck injury suffered during a drill yesterday. Luke Brown has recovered from an Achilles, and you're chasing your sixth win of the season. Haitley, Murray and Himmelberg are all in an extended squad.
I reckon young Josh Warrell, who played his first game against St Kilda, might be a little bit unlucky
this week. Now, the game's starting half an hour early than planned, 4:10 Melbourne time.
In and out.
And that's to allow the Crows to fly back. Now, Tex Walker was on the rush hour yesterday with the boys, talking about his contract.
How do you feel though, Tex? Like, seems like they're signing everyone else up at the club.
14 are signed up, aren't they?
I understand that's where the club's going, and I'm a little bit older, so it may take a little bit of time, but I'm sure we'll get a result.
Yeah, Tex Walker talking about his contract. I wouldn't think he'd be too far away from inking that deal.
And he went on to say he expects it to be a one-year deal, which makes sense, doesn't it?
That's normal for all older players, but Tex's been playing great. And as his coach said, if he plays the way he's playing, he hopefully could play for a couple more years.
Yep. Now, exciting stuff for Port Adelaide. Dylan Williams will make his debut. He kicked 6 goals last week for the Port Magpies. He comes in for the injured Robbie Gray. Hamish Hartlett comes in because Lockie Jones has done his hammy. Todd Marshall straight back in after concussion. And Peter Laddams is out, and I reckon he's a bit
unlucky. The one out?
No, because you've got the injury of Lockie Jones as well, and Robbie Gray, so 3 outs.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. Hamish was medical sub, wasn't he, last week?
Yeah. Port Adelaide hosts Sydney at 4:05, so for those that haven't caught up with that, that's an earlier start time as well. Now, who's going to pick up Buddy Franklin? Let's hear from the coach, Ken Hinckley.
There'll be a number of players that'll get opportunity. I mean, Buddy will be determined upon where he positions himself at times too. You know, Buddy's up or Buddy's back. We'll get the matchups based on where we need to have them and where they position themselves a little bit by the Swans.
Was that KG?
No, don't say it was our coach, Ken Hinckley. Hey, what about Brisbane last night? Beat Geelong by 44 points at the Gabba. Brisbane are a serious, serious contender, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, absolutely they are.
Yeah, Joe Danaher kicked 4 goals. Lockie Neal hurt his shoulder. So we'll wait and see what happens.
He dislocated it and popped it back in and kept playing.
Yeah, he's tough. Young boy from the southeast here in South Australia. Melbourne United are one win away from the NBL title. They host the Perth Wildcats in Game 3 tonight in that best of 5 series. They lead 2-0. Melbourne City play Sydney FC in the A-League Grand Final. That's on Sunday. The Sky Blues, Sydney, are chasing their 3rd title in a row. Roo, the world of cricket, I've asked you about this before. I'm just wondering about the future of Test match cricket. Would you believe New Zealand are the world champions? And no one would know, would they? I certainly didn't know.
Wouldn't have a clue.
I heard about this driving in this morning. New Zealand beat India in the final of the World Test Match Cricket. Well, the world final, yeah.
They have a world competition.
I know. It takes a couple of years to get to the grand final. They even extend the final to 6 days so they can get a result. So they even have to try and manufacture a result.
Well, that's not accurate.
Nah, so I'm a bit concerned about the future of cricket.
But especially with COVID happening, hard to travel.
Yeah. All right. That's our look at sport. You're eating into my
celebrities.
Time. Kim Kardashian is back on the dating scene.
Influencers.
Instagram, Triple M Adelaide page, whatever that means.
He's got his ear to the ground.
Got a bit of celebrity news for you.
It's time for Chris Dittmar's
OMG
celebrity news.
Now, I've got a couple of sad stories for you today, but I'll try and start off with a
Cheer
positive.
It up a
I'll
bit.
Try and start off with a positive. Elvis Presley's last ever performance today, Roo. You'd be a big Elvis fan, wouldn't you?
What do you mean, Elvis?
He's Elvis Presley. It was his last ever performance.
Oh, you said he's doing it as if he was doing it today.
No, no, on this day.
Right.
Back in time, back in history.
Get it right.
Stick with me. He's dead, Roo. How would he be performing
Well, that was
today?
My point, yeah. I thought it was a comeback. A real big one.
There you go.
Oh, I love
he
that.
Was the best, wasn't he?
Lay off them shoes and don't you step on my blue suede shoe.
Yep. Good right. Work. Another birthday today. My favourite, Ricky Gervais. Let's hear from Ricky.
I don't worry about being dead. I won't know about it. That's the best thing about being dead.
Yeah.
It's like being stupid. It's only painful for others.
If there is a God, why did he make me an atheist?
That was his first mistake.
Mm. Now, Twitter is like
listening.
Being able to read every toilet wall in the world.
Yeah.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, nearly 3 hours long. Leonardo DiCaprio attended the premiere, and by the end, his date was too old for him. So,
I urge anyone, if you haven't seen Afterlife or Extras,
yeah.
Two magnificent series. Ricky Gervais, absolutely brilliant. He wrote them, he stars in them.
Man.
Yeah. Sad story. If you've been following this, now, I think a lot of us have probably had a laugh at Britney Spears' expense over time. You've seen her in the media and probably thought, oh, ditzy blonde, silly girl. What she's going through right now, Rue, is one of the saddest stories I've ever, ever heard.
I should be able to sue them for threatening me and saying, if I don't go and do these meetings twice a week, we can't let you have your money and go to Maui on your vacations. You have to do what you're told for this program, and then you will be able to go. My dad and anyone involved in this conservatorship and my management, who played a huge role in punishing me when I said, no, ma'am, they should be in jail.
Conservatorship.
What's happening?
What's happened is 13 years ago, so she's been living this life for 13 years, basically under lock and key. Her dad and her manager, her parents, have had control of her money and her life. She cannot make a decision. She's not allowed to do anything without their consent because she had mental health issues, and they basically took over her life. And the things I've read about this over the last couple of days,
pretty bad.
Things like they forced her to tour and they forced her to go into the studio when she's saying, but I don't want to. I'm not feeling up to it.
Before this happened?
No, this is. This is in the last 13 years. So her manager would say things like, well, if you don't go on tour, I'll sue you. I'll take everything you've got because it's in the contract and you'll also end up in jail. So against her will, she's being forced to perform. She has to go to rehab twice a week or to see a therapist, twice a week. And when she rolls up, the paparazzi are there waiting for her to snap her and take photos. Like the pressure she's under, even birth control, Rue. Now, she's got what's called an IUD inserted for birth control reasons. She wants to get it out. She wants to have another child. She's not even allowed to do that.
I deserve to have the same rights as anybody does by having a child, a family, any of those things.
Now, how could you live like this?
Sounds a bit wacky to me.
Yeah, so there's a Free Britney movement. They've been protesting in the streets.
A what?
A Free Britney movement.
Sounds like a circus animal.
It is. So it's really serious. As I said, we've probably, you know, we're all guilty of
looking at her. Have you covered this closely for a long time?
I'm all over it, Ray. I am the celebrity
you
gossip
are a
reporter.
Changed man. Imagine you saying this story 6 months ago. You'd be ashamed of yourself.
Now that hurts.
Come on.
Bloody hell. I take my job seriously. I take my job
from
seriously.
Elvis to Britney and everything.
Hang on, there's more. Let me move on.
Okay.
My royal family update today. Imagine now, what was the last.
Rolf Harris.
What was the last conversation you had with your 7-year old child, Rue?
Rocco.
You think? Yeah.
Put your undies on.
There you go. That's And that would be a normal conversation. Kate and William have sat George down and explained to him on his 7th birthday. How one day you're going to be king.
Oh.
And they're preparing him to be king.
No pressure there, George.
Not a lot of pressure, though. Unbelievable. Hey, and just finally, Rue, one thing I never, ever, ever want this said at my funeral, all right? Can you imagine the worst? I'll hit you with it. What's the worst insult as an Aussie bloke you
should ever. Shit bloke, tight ass.
Tight ass, thank you. Hugh Jackman, tight ass.
Oh, what? He's
perfect.
Loads.
He's perfect in every way. We've found a flaw. His mates have come out and said, never shout. Wouldn't shout of a shark
come
bidding.
On.
Hugh Jackman, tight ass.
He's making a couple hundred million a year.
Can you believe that?
Shout around the beers,
come on, Hugh.
All right.
Bloody hell, there's my celebrity goss
for
today.
Good work, Dits.
Last night was the Crows Hall of Fame night, Rue. How did you go?
Yeah, it was a great night. They inducted four players. Nigel Smart, who I think everyone would say is a very, very good footballer, 3-time All-Australian, played on all the gun full forwards like Lockett, Ablett, Dunstall, all through that
amazing,
era.
Yeah.
Every single week you would go and stand on a player and they'd be a superstar, which is sort of what he said last night. There was no rest. But he was so versatile in the two premierships they showed last night. He kicked 3 goals 1 year and a couple the other going forward. He could play anywhere. You know, probably undersized fullback, but got the job done. He was a star, as he said, had a massive ego. He's aloof. He's different. Firewalking, politics on the Britannia roundabout.
Yep.
You know, all sorts of weird stuff, but Nigel, great fella when you get to know him, and well done to Smarty for getting in. Mark Bickley, as tough as old pots and pans, old Bix from Port Perry, was 53rd on the list when they went to set up the first list.
Is that right?
Someone pulled out late. Bix got a Guernsey, number 52. Didn't get a cracker in his first year at the club. Ended up being the dual premiership captain. Remember one day, and one thing that Blighty said to him was, all I want you to do, son, is put your head over the ball and compete. You do that for me every week, and that's all you need to do as captain. And that's what Bix did one day at Victoria Park, put his head where most people wouldn't put it, got a cut in his head, Mel, cop this, 33 stitches in your head. He went off before halftime. They started stitching his head from his forehead. It went up through his head. They were still stitching him after the game. Gee. That's how long it took to stitch up a gash in his head. And guess what? He played the next week.
Oh, my God.
That's how hard.
Well, two-time premiership captain. What a story.
He was a hard unit. Always played by the – well, on-field played by – not on-field. Off-field, he was known as a bit of a brown nose, did everything right, but he was a hard unit on the field. Tyson Edwards, Mr. Consistent, 8 years top five, two-sided, smooth, beautiful to watch, back midfield and forward, a shy kid from the country, but he played 321 games, the second most in the club's history. The club's had, I think, five 300-game players in 30 years. Melbourne took 150 years to get one. It was
incredible.
Amazing.
And from Caroonda.
Wynarka out there in the bush, did a heap of travelling down, just like me, knew every bump in the road. And Chris McDermott, our inaugural captain, who set the tone for how to be an Adelaide Crow. He was the toughest player I ever played with. A great leader, a role model for me, took me under his wing when I first come down. Left the club in difficult circumstances when Malcolm Blight came. He sacked McDermott, McGuinness and Jarman. Captain, vice-captain and deputy vice-captain chopped at the throat. A brutal finish to three players at the Crows. And McDermott was out of sorts with the club for a few years after that. And he tried to smooth that over last night. And I think it's fair to say Chris McDermott can walk into the Adelaide Football Club any day he likes and hold his head high. He's a champion and has really set the tone for the club. And he didn't play in those two premierships, but he certainly paved the way for everyone to have a future of success.
So, well done, Ru. Great report.
Yep.
In fact, why don't we let's play a little bit of what Chris McDermott said last night.
I led the team onto the ground for the first ever time, and I stopped them just before we walked out on the oval just to have that last word. And we paused for a moment just to reflect on those steps that we were about to take and the responsibility that we had in our hands as the first blokes to represent the Adelaide Footy Club. There would only ever be one first game. There would only ever be one first result. And we knew, and I told them at that moment, they will be talking about this game in 25, 30, 50 years' time. They will remember this day. What were they like? How did they play? Were we proud of them? Are we proud of them? And did they lay the foundation for the future? The rest is history, and in reflection, it is my proudest moment in the game.
He was a great captain, Ruth.
Oh, he was tough and inspirational. I love him. Just a great person to have as the captain of the football club in its early days.
And, it was only one game, but as he said, an incredible game, and they thrashed Hawthorn. Absolutely, a star-studded Hawthorn side.
86 points, and as Darren Jarman said, they did go on to win the premiership, though, the Hawks, because he was playing for Hawthorn at the time. But a great night out. I'm just saying it's big news, isn't it?
Well, I don't know.
You might win.
Excellent.
Or you might lose.
Bow, bow.
Keep up with the times and play
Ruse News.
Righto, two contestants ready to go for this big prize.
Yeah, we got Carmen on the line from Albert Park. Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Very, very well. You up and about, ready to crack into the contest?
Yes, I'm ready.
Check your buzzer.
Carmen.
Good on you.
Nice.
Nice and loud and bright.
Let's head down to where Ditz does some of his best work down at McLaren Vale. G'day, Albert.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you going?
What's happening in McLaren Vale this morning? A bit wet and soggy?
A little bit damp overnight, drying up to a cloudy day. Just looking up at Chalk Hill Winery. There's no one there yet.
How good's Chalk Hill Winery? Beautiful. Never Gin Distillery as well.
Is that where that is?
Yeah. It's a great spot, but I love Chalk Hill.
Check your buzzer, Albert.
Albert.
Ditz.
Nice. All right, guys, we are playing for tickets to the Bridgeway tonight for the greatest decade party where the 90s got up. Question number one. Crows had their Hall of Fame last night. Name one of the four inductees.
Albert. Yes, Hammond. Albert. Albert, yes.
Nigel Smart.
Well done.
Nigel Smart. Can you name any more just for interest's sake?
Hammond.
Mark Bickley.
Oh, Mark Bickley. Yeah, good. Anyone else?
Carmen.
Carmen. Just let me know.
Tyson Edwards.
Yes.
Yep. Chris McDermott.
Oh, yeah, good. Only one point for Albert, though. All right.
Yeah, I know.
Right, here we go. A little bit of audio, please, Mel.
I just want my life back, and it's been 13 years,
Carmen.
And it's enough.
Yes, Carmen.
Carmen.
Carmen's gone early.
Yeah. What's
Britney
your
name? Britney Spears.
Britney Spears.
Yeah, that's not what I was after, though, Carmen. You went
wants
early.
Her life back.
What's that?
Wants her life back. Wants to get out of the conservatorship.
Yeah, no, I'm going to pay you for that.
Well done, Carmen.
I'm giving you a little bit of extra rope there, Carmen. But well done. Can we just listen to this anyway, please, just for interest's sake?
I deserve to have the same rights as anybody does by having a child, a family, any of those things. My dad and anyone involved in this conservatorship and my management who played a huge role in punishing me when I said, no, ma'am, they should be in jail.
How can this happen in Western civilization?
It's unbelievable.
Seriously.
Yeah.
It's weird. Yeah. Some wacko stuff happens in the US, doesn't it?
Oh, really? You just woke up?
No, it does, though. Continues to. It's just amazing. I don't know why. All right. Talk about wacko stuff. There's a new vacuum cleaner out at the moment designed to suck up what?
Now, this was on the show earlier this morning.
This was on in the overnight news.
Mm.
It sucks up.
Oh, I don't know. Carmen?
Things that
Carmen, yes.
Coronavirus.
Oh, wow. I like your creativity.
All right. They suck up farts. Okay, guys. So, Albert,
excuse me.
You probably need one in your joint,
Wind.
Albert, I reckon. All right. UK. Back to Ditz's celeb news here. UK comedian Ricky Gervais. Have a listen to this.
I don't worry about being dead. I won't know about it. That's the best thing about being dead. It's like being stupid. It's only painful for others.
If there is a God, why did he make me an atheist? That was his first mistake.
Twitter.
Oh, God, he's funny. Why was he in Ditz's celebrity news today?
I'm shattered. They didn't listen to my celebrity
news. Don't you take any notice of Ditz.
I'm shattered.
You can't hear the news in the shower.
You can't hear the news in the shower. Okay. It's his birthday today for UK comedian Ricky Gervais. What's the score, Ditz?
Albert won, Carmen won.
All right.
Ditz nil.
Okay. What is the name of Port Adelaide's new or debutante?
Carmen.
Yes, Carmen.
Carmen. Dylan Williams.
Yes.
Good on you, Carmen.
Oh. Good, Albert Park girl. You'd be a Port supporter, wouldn't you?
Yes, I am.
Well done, Carmen.
And you might note that I'm not.
Yeah, it's all right. Don't worry, Albert. I'll be framing the questions very crowy from now on. Don't worry. Which decade won the greatest decade of all time on Triple M?
Carmen.
Yes, Albert.
The 90s.
Yes.
Oh, God.
It's a thriller. It's 2-2. Have you got another question?
No, I haven't.
All right.
All right, because I said I only had six.
Hang on.
It's 2-2.
Here's the decider. Where is the Triple M party tonight?
Albert.
Yes, Albert.
Albert.
The Bridgeway Hotel.
Bridgeway Hotel.
The closing of half in the showdown.
Oh, gee.
It's framed the question as well. He threw you under the bus, Carmen.
Hang on, Albert. Yes, Albert. Yes, Albert.
I'd like to give the tickets to Carmen because I won 4 tickets on the show yesterday.
Oh, are you a serial pest, Albert?
You're in red hot form, Albert.
I am, and on June the 7th, I won tickets to Grinspoon.
Oh, I've got a name for you. Gee. You're a prize pig. Good on you, Albert.
Well done, Albert. Thanks for that, mate.
Guys.
Well done.
Good on you, Carmen.
Enjoy your day down at Chalk Hill, won't you?
Yeah, I will. Thanks, mate.
Well done, guys. Thanks for joining us.
1st of July next week is No Talk Day. We've had a few of these now with you, both of you, Roo and Ditz, talking about mental health and your experiences in that area. And you can get all those bits of audio right now on the Listener app. Search Roo and Ditz, LISTNR.
Yeah, Greg Blewett. Here it is.
When was a time that you felt overwhelmed or alone? How did you manage that space? Was the divorce obviously something that...
Yep. And that coincided with the end of my career as well. So it was sort of like the double whammy for me. And I remember one of my great mates, James Brayshaw, rang me one night and he said, come on, let's go to the pub and then have a chat. And I was like, well, no, I'm right. Don't worry about it. And he goes, no, we are 7 o'clock, British Hotel. you and me are going to have a chat. So I rocked up, and there were two other mates as well. So he'd sort of gone behind my back and just sort of, you know, got a couple of other mates. And we just sat around, and, you know, they basically said, look, we think you're struggling. You know, what do you want? And we just sort of sat there for a couple of hours at the front bar in the British Hotel, and we just spoke. So I reckon that's a great example of, you know, someone looking out for your mate, and that's what Bray did at the time.
Well, let's get back to, like, JB sorting you out that night with your mates having that convo. How did that make you feel?
Oh, it just, you know what, nothing really came of it, but just the fact that he cared enough to say, Bluey, you know, not, come on, mate, toughen up, pull your head in. It was like, no, let's have a chat. And even though I pushed back on it initially, he was like, mate, I'm not taking no for an answer. Let's just meet at the pub. So, yeah, I can't remember anything sort of life-changing coming out of that chat, but I suppose the effort that he went to and knew that he was thinking about me probably made the biggest difference in the end.
Yeah, that's good. And that's what you got to do. You've got to have a chat to your mates and look after them and make sure you try and be there for them if you think there's something going wrong. And if there's nothing going wrong, well, nothing lost.
No, exactly. Check it all out. All of those chats that we've had here at Triple M, you can find it on the listener app. Go to Ruined It's. And, yeah, special day coming up July the 1st, Roo.
Yep, looking forward to that next Thursday. So what happened last night?
Something inappropriate happened.
Oh. What did
and
Mods
it involves,
do?
I feel like it, no, it wasn't Mods.
It wasn't me. It wasn't
not guilty.
Mods.
No.
It wasn't a heap of other blokes. It wasn't Tex. He
I
was
feel
it.
Like a protective father here right now. Alice the Wag.
Good morning,
Alice.
Hello.
What happened?
It was fine, kind of. I'm a bit shocked by it, actually. So I was chatting to the beautiful Sarah Rusciuto.
Right.
She didn't do it.
She didn't do it. She was beautiful. Anyway, and a lady came up to us and we were just chatting and she kind of was involved.
Everyone had a few drinks.
Everyone had a couple. She was involved in the conversation and she said, oh, how do you know Sarah? Like, what's the connection? I said, oh, I have produced Roo for quite a few years, nearly 7 years.
That's a loose term too.
Yeah.
Perfectly produced. And she said, oh, okay, how old are you? And I said, oh, I'm 29. She said, oh, you look too young to have produced Roo for 7 years. And I said, yep, 29.
Just
anyway.
That one in there, didn't you? You look too young.
I look so young. And Sarah said, oh, how's, you know, the dating life? Still single? I said, yep, couldn't be more single. And then this lady leans over and says, oh, have you looked at getting your eggs frozen because you're really getting on with it? Like, as in my age.
What?
You should look at it because you're getting probably too old to be single.
Wow.
You're joking.
My jaw went straight to the ground and so did poor Sarah's. And so, we just sat there in shock.
Well, and how did you respond?
I started laughing because that's my instinct. I don't get angry. I get awkward and just like, well, okay.
So you're going to get your eggs frozen today?
No. So I've just left feeling really, really bad about myself, essentially.
No.
But yeah, so I'm getting on a bit, apparently.
Rubbish.
She
you
actually,
are 29.
I'm pretty sure she used the term biological
30.
Clock is ticking.
It's ticking. It's always ticking.
But then Sarah said she was over 30 when she got pregnant. So that made me feel better.
Pumped out six.
Yeah.
So you got plenty of time.
Yeah, so I felt, I left them, I was just muddled. It was just, and I'd never met this lady before in my whole life.
Oh, thanks for the free advice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, okay.
She told me to call reprimand.
What? So she went even harder.
Maybe she works there. Maybe
she said, even if you don't
take.
Get your eggs frozen, you should definitely go and get tested to make sure that you will be fertile if you'll have issues.
Right. Did she have a pamphlet ready to give you?
In fact, I can do the test right now.
Sign here.
Oh, God. Did she even, you would have never said anything inappropriate.
Oh, I told you. Well, I sort of do get a bit honest sometimes, but this was an accident. I told you about at the Fleetwood Mac concert when I went up to the lady and rubbed her tummy and said, oh, good on you, having another one? She went, no, I'm not, no.
That's up there.
That wasn't good.
What about when you told, you know, Mel? The whole world that Mel was pregnant.
Oh, I thought she was taking her time with it. I thought I better. I thought I better tell people.
I needed a
your
nudge.
Job to tell the world, wasn't it?
I did announce on air one morning that Mel was pregnant, and she said, "Thanks, I haven't told
the
you."
The family doesn't know. And what about at lunch at Ditt's place? He invited us all over, which was so lovely and gracious and generous.
Clearly.
And beautiful Sam, our audio guy, and his lovely wife Katie are sitting at the table. Yeah. And Ditt said, "Don't you think they look like brother and sister?"
Oh, yeah. Oh, they do.
I
don't you look like inbred?
Yeah.
What about the other thing that did sit at that lunch? Young Josh.
Yes. What was that?
Young Josh, our little fella, helped us out on the show here. He's a vegan.
Yeah.
And you said, can you come here and cook the chops, please? Josh, hold this tray of meat chops. You had no, and then Kate goes, is he a vegetarian? Because you had nothing else other than meat for entree.
Yeah.
Or the main part of
I was trying
main
to turn
course.
Him.
You tried to turn him. You turned him right off meat is what you did. Beautiful lamb chop.
Now, it happens in reverse too. So 6 months ago, I'm in a pub. I'm standing, which is unusual for me. It was out of character, but I was standing in a pub. I must have looked lost. Not and this lady either. Came up to talk to me. And the conversation started, you know, just normally and having a chat. She had no idea who I was, which is fantastic. And then halfway through the chat,
you didn't
she,
say, don't you know?
No, no, no. I didn't go with that. But she said, oh, your voice. She goes, you're the bloke on radio. And I went, yeah, I am.
Did your chest puff out then?
Yeah. Only for a second. She said, I can't stand you. And she said, your voice drives me insane. I said, oh, terrific. And then
what?
And then we just carried on, kept talking. She was actually really nice. And yeah. But she just worked out
halfway through.
She goes, oh, you're the bloke. And I said, yeah, my name's Chris Yip. She goes, what do they call you? So I did. She goes, yeah, I can't stand
They've probably heard you commentate, Dits.
That's my...
That's probably all it is. Don't look any deeper than that. Yeah. That could put people off.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, but...
You are wrong, wrong, wrong.
Oh, turn him off. Come on.
I tell you what inappropriate comments are for blokes when they start going bald, when you get someone like a girl last night who's had a couple of drinks, they come up in front of 4, 5, 6 people and go... Or rub your head and say, you're going bald. That is, I think, the most disrespectful thing you can nearly do.
Really?
And it really hurts. Like when you when you're first going bald, you got a massive complex over it. And people go up and do it right in front of you. Or any stage when people start rubbing your head.
Really?
You probably haven't had that yet because you've still got a good head of hair. But
no, I'm getting
I find that insulting. I hate it.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like punching them in the face.
Just buy a hat.
What?
Buy a hat.
No, I'm not worried about it now, but you get over it. But things that people do, inappropriate comments at inappropriate times. Let's go to Salisbury. G'day, Chris.
Yeah, how you going, Ruth?
Good, Chris.
Yeah, I'm just ringing up. We're at the local footy one day watching the game, and one of the lads had a shot on goals and he missed it. And my missus has bobbed up and yelled out, cut your bloody leg off. And just as she said it, you couldn't have timed it any better. A bloke's come past in front of us on crutches with one leg.
Oh no.
How big did your wife feel?
Oh, she shrunk. And mind you, there's probably about 80 people under the veranda watching at the time. Everyone just held her down and laughed.
She didn't have a leg to stand on, did she? 1-3-3-5-3 and you were legless. Give us a call with inappropriate comments.
Her name was Eileen.
Let's go to Nord. G'day, John. What's any inappropriate comments you heard?
I hate when you haven't seen someone for a while and they say you're looking well. And I know what that means straight away.
What do you reckon it means, John?
You put on weight.
Yeah. Well, I get that all the time,
Dits's
John.
His mates walked straight past him at the squash reunion. They didn't even recognise. They didn't even say that.
They didn't even say you're looking well.
Let's go to 7-4. G'day, Sammy.
Hey, boys. I'm a slightly older dad, and I was dropping my little girl off at primary school.
Oh, no.
And one of her little mates said, oh, your grandpa's a bit fat.
So old and fat.
Whack, whack.
Gee.
Whack, whack.
Yeah, cop that, Sam. Righto.
Thanks, Sammy. That's the gold we're after. Let's head to Woodcroft. G'day, Kerry.
Hi.
What do you got for us?
It wasn't me making the comment. It was something that someone said to me. I was going through breast cancer treatment. And I'd had chemo and all my hair had fallen out. I'm fine. I'm fine, really. And I had to drop my daughter at an event and I had to quickly use the facility. So I ran in and there was a lady standing here and she took one look at my bald head. I can laugh about it now and said, how long have you got?
You've got to be joking.
And I just looked at her and I went, well, how long have you got?
How could someone be so inconsiderate?
Oh, my God.
I laugh at it now because I think it's quite funny.
And you said that you're going well now?
Yeah.
Good on you.
Yeah. Well, I'm rocking it.
Good on you, Kerry.
Good on you, Kerry. How do people think that?
That person who said it, imagine the life that they lead. Mm. How many people that insult and just not even be aware of the damage they're doing with the garbage that comes out of their mouth. That is just so low. Let's go to Modbury Heights. G'day, Mark.
G'day, boys. I come from a coaching background of footy, coaching young lads, and I've decided to take a turn at coaching young girls and or assistant coach. And we've done a drill one day, and I've yelled out to a young lass and hit her on the tit.
Oh.
And I've just gone, oh, my God.
Because yeah. That is seen in men's footy all the time. Yeah,
that, exactly.
Right on the tit, yep.
I had to call them in, apologise, and they all just laughed.
And they yelled back, which one?
Mark, I'm coaching girls. All the expressions from football that are ingrained in you for 30 years, it's just hard. You put your foot in it all the time. So don't feel too bad, Mark. Good on you, mate. All right. You can't go past Kerry from Woodcroft, the breast cancer work, can you?
No, thanks for calling in, Kerry.
Kerry, you are heading to the Bridgeway tonight. If you feel like rocking the dance floor, head out to the Bridgeway tonight for the greatest decade party. The 90s are going to be on display there tonight. Congratulations and well done.
Please welcome to Triple M's Ruined Dits for Breakfast, Amos Gill.
Now, Gilly, good morning. Whereabouts is it that we find you today?
I'm at the Ark Conservation Park, Country, New South Wales.
What are you doing over there? Getting COVID?
I'm over here for a Netflix documentary with Jim Jefferies, which was a travel show of Australia. So now it's a travel show of five suburbs you're allowed to go to in New South Wales. So how's that for a birthday present? I was about to get my big Netflix break. I was meant to be the tour guide for Adelaide. That was my role on the show.
Right.
A 10-minute segment in Adelaide. We're going to go to Harndorf, Dits.
Beautiful.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. Now, gone. Finished because of the COVID. So now I have to bloody come on this radio station every once a week again. I thought I was about to be free of you.
No way, Gilly. You are chained to us. We've got the golden handcuffs on you.
Honestly, serious. Yeah, you guys have got me just like Britney Spears' dad.
Yes, we are. You got a long 13 years ahead of you, son.
You got to make me have a vasectomy so I can't have kids. I got to stay around. Be up in the morning for you guys. I tell you, how's my luck though? Come over here for the big comedy tour, and as soon as we get out, COVID straight away in New South Wales. The limo driver? It wasn't vaccinated. Can Australians just get vaccinated? I've had a gutful. There's more needles in strawberries than people.
We're trying to get people vaccinated, but they don't want to do it.
No one wants to. Anyway, I've got family members who don't want to get vaccinated, and honestly, and some of them, it's like, I'm going to get autism. It's like, you've got autism already. I have to sit next to you at Christmas. Don't worry. Autism's the least of your worries. But speaking of one thing from the past, it's Barnaby Joyce.
He's back.
Barnaby is back now with a new role. He is the head, and this is real, the lead on the Status of Women in Australia and the Workforce Task Force.
Couldn't get that gig anywhere.
Yeah, well, he's always been interested in women in the workforce, so this makes
sense. Yes, he has.
He's always made sure they have paid pregnancy leave. That's one he's particularly fond of. But, I mean, who was the next choice? Britney Spears' father. Seriously, like, here's my idea for women in the workforce. Put an IUD in all of them, and it'll increase productivity for the company.
Oh, God. Oh, Gilly, so what's going to happen today, Gilly? If you can't do your Netflix gig, what are you doing?
Well, I don't know, mate. Well, we're up here. We're about to get into a helicopter, so this might be the last time you ever hear.
Oh, don't say that.
We're taking off in about 30 seconds. So I've got to wander over there, and then we're going to save the Tassie Devils. Apparently, they're all getting cancer of the face.
Right.
So we're flying them from Tasmania over here to somewhere near the Australian Reptile Park.
Cheery topic. Good luck with solving the Tassie Devil population.
Amos Gill saving the world. I never thought I'd see it. Good on you, mate.
Good on you, Gilly.
Thanks for joining us, Gilly.
Boys. See you later.
There he is, Adelaide's favourite comedian, Amos Gill.
On Ruined Dits for Breakfast.
Hello.
Get it straight from the horse's mouth.
I'm Mr. Rare.
It's time for Roo's Tip of the Week.
Okay, here we go. Race 4. There's a horse called Larimer Street, number six. It won last start. It's rediscovered its form. I think it'll win again, this horse. I think you could probably get $4.60 or something at the moment for it.
That's good.
I think it likes a heavy track as well, so I've had $2 on on the nose of race four, number six, Larimer Street. If that gets up, if I've got a couple of spare dollars in the Sky Rocket, I'm going to back a Ruffy here. Race seven, number eight, Karak. And I'm going to go Karak. Alan Karak at big odds here. It should come from well back, Hato.
All right.
It loves it wet, just like you, and it should get the jockeys. Race seven, number nine, Karak. All right, we'll catch everyone next time. We're on holidays.
We're on holidays for a couple of weeks.
We'll see you in a couple of weeks, guys. Go the Crows.